My name is Professor Barry Dwolanski, generally known as Prof. Barry. I'm sitting in Cape Town on the southern tip of Africa, looking over a beautiful expanse of beach and sea, hence the noises in the background. It's early in January 2020. This is the perfect time and place to reflect on exciting projects for the year ahead. I've decided that one of my new projects for 2020 is to launch a podcast. In this age of digital transformation, or the so-called fourth industrial revolution, the focus of my podcast will be on leading Africa's digital future. More about this in a moment. For those of you who don't know me, let me give you a very brief bio. Until recently, I was head of software engineering at Wits University. Wits, or to give it its full name, the University of the Witwatersrand, is located in Johannesburg and is one of South Africa's top academic institutions, ranked either first or second among Africa's research universities, and in the top 300 universities in the world. In 2005, I established Wits University's Joburg Centre for Software Engineering, or JCSE, and in 2016 founded Wits's digital innovation hub called the Tsimolohong Precinct. In recognition of my work in growing South Africa's digital sector, I was named South Africa's IT Personality of the Year in 2013, and in 2016 received an award from the Institute of IT Professionals of South Africa for distinguished service to the local ICT industry. In 2017, I reached the mandatory retirement age of 65 at Wits. This milestone marked the end of 28 years on the university's full-time academic staff. My close relationship with Wits goes back 49 years, when I enrolled as a first-year student in electrical engineering in 1971. In 2018, I was given a post-retirement contract to continue in my role as director of the JCSE. I was also given the title Emeritus Professor. So, back to the podcast. What has inspired me to launch one? Just over a month ago, in November 2019, I was in the audience when the Institute of IT Professionals of South Africa named Tiani Nkonyama as South Africa's IT Personality of the Year for 2019. This is the same award that I received in 2013. Tiani is a bright young software geek. He's the COO and co-founder of an organization called Geek Culture, which helps a growing number of young Africans learn about tech entrepreneurship. I've known Tiani and some of his Geek Culture co-founders for several years, and I've helped them in various ways. They gave me the wonderful title, The Grand Geek. On receiving his award, Tiani made a speech in which he thanked me and spoke at length about how one day he would like to be like Prof. Barry. I must have blushed bright red. I felt very honored to be singled out by him at this important moment in his life. I often bump into some of the thousands of people I've taught, supervised, or assisted in various ways over the past 30 years as a senior academic at Wits and as a leader in the local digital tech community. They always have good things to say about the positive impacts I've had on their lives and the ways in which I've helped them. While I obviously enjoy recognition and affirmation of the fact that I've contributed to the growth of other people's lives and the development of the industry in which they work, I believe it's a pretty pointless exercise to simply bask in the reflection of past achievements. I'm the kind of person who prefers to look forward. I've always had my eye on the future, and I've always thought about how I can play a role in shaping this future. For many years, colleagues and friends have encouraged me to write about myself and the interesting things I've done. I've never had the time or the inclination to do that. But Tiani's comments about wanting to be like Prof. Barry started me thinking about the interface between my past and his future. What can I draw out of my lifetime of experience in the IT industry that will help Tiani and his generation in the next 40 or 50 years? It is with this in mind that I've decided to launch a podcast. It's my understanding that a podcast needs to have a theme, a target audience, and a format. The theme of my podcast is summed up by four words: leadership, Africa, digital, and future. I'll focus on leadership. Leaders are those who set the direction, build a vision, inspire others, and create something new. The context of my podcast is South Africa and Africa. This is the part of the world in which I was born and where I've worked for most of my life. The third word in my theme is digital. This is the technology area in which I have always worked and which, over my lifetime, has moved from being a specialized niche of the broader analog economy to become the only economy in the 21st century. Finally, the focus of the podcast is the future. I've said that my interest is on the future, on the next generation, Tiani's generation of leaders in Africa's digital future. The target audience for my podcast is broad. The concepts and technologies that have filled my life since 1970 onwards are becoming things that everyone will need to understand in some form or another in the coming decades. For this reason, my podcast will aim to speak to old and young, geeks and non-geeks, everyone trying in various ways to navigate life in the digital age. To ensure that what we talk about in the podcast is broadly accessible, it will not be about technological nuts and bolts of digital. It will focus on ideas and concepts and deal with them at a technical level that most people will understand and feel able to engage with. While the focus is on Africa, I hope that the podcast will be interesting to both those living and working in Africa, as well as listeners anywhere else in the world with an interest in the world's fastest growing and most rapidly developing region. In terms of its format, the podcast will be structured as a set of conversations involving me and others of my generation on the one side, engaging with those who are part of the next generation of Africa's digital leaders. My objective is to focus on actual examples and real experience and to adopt a positive attitude. I have no interest in picking away at some of the many problems we face without exploring viable solutions. Season 1 of the podcast will start by unpacking some of my own history, both technical and political. Who am I? What was the trajectory I followed from my days as a student in the 1970s, discovering the exciting world of computing, which was then in its infancy, to where I am today, Prof. Barry, aka the Grand Geek? Most importantly, the podcast will explore how my work in software engineering over more than 40 years holds insights and valuable lessons for those setting off on their own journeys. The podcast will also explore my evolution as a South African activist. I've used digital technology in the fight against apartheid. I hope that my example of practical idealism will encourage today's idealists and dreamers to put the greater good ahead of personal advancement. Having set the context of who I am, Season 1 will include episodes talking about software engineering, South Africa's digital economy and its position in Africa, digital innovation and entrepreneurship, and thoughts about the future, digital transformation, and the so-called fourth industrial revolution. The name I'm giving the podcast is Optimizing. I believe this name captures a sense of constantly striving to be better, to be at the forefront, and to be optimistic. I hope that you'll listen to these podcasts and that you'll find them useful and interesting, and that you will enter into the conversation. The first episode will be launched in early February.